What up, what up, what up, everybody? I'm the Mademoiselle, and you are currently rocking with the Mad Cast. Make sure you guys get your tea, get your snacks, get everything you need, because you're going to get your opinions rocked. Of course, before you leave, make sure you leave a review down below, and be sure to stay connected on all my social medias at the Mel, TheMlle, and be sure to check out all my other social media channels. Especially on YouTube. I hope you enjoy the episode.
Completely an influencer, as they say. So social media is my full-time job. I'm constantly posting, liking, sharing, responding, emailing, doing all things social media. And I will say it does get overwhelming because I have to be present all the time. And to be honest, it never truly affected me in a negative way until I could say maybe last year. Now I feel like I have to take a break. I feel like I'm really tired all the time because it's just draining, okay? So now it's like getting to a point where like social media doesn't necessarily interest me as much as it used to. So I find myself posting and going. I see a lot of my friends, like they're just not even posting as much as they used to. They're literally taking hiatuses for months at a time. A lot of us wake up in the morning, the first thing we do is check our social media, whether it be Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Blogger, MySpace. Whatever we on these days, social media is literally a big part of a lot of our lives, whether we're an influencer or not. A lot of us use it as a way to connect with others. I will say I do not do a good job with checking in on people, because my way of checking in on people is literally checking your story, okay? You alive? There you go. That's my way of checking in. Is that problematic? Probably. But at the end of the day, I feel like that's just become the new way of life, okay? I saw your picture, double tap, I liked it. Hey, okay, if you want to hang out, I'll DM you. You DM me, bada boom, bada bang, and make it happen, all right? But for the most part, I feel like social media has made us a lot less social. And I feel like that's number one. We don't have to see each other face to face. We go on social media, we see somebody's post, we tap, tap, like, hey. How you doing? That is our social interaction. You see somebody's story, they went to Mexico, they went to Cuba, they went to London, they went to the Netherlands. Oh my God, I feel like I'm there with you. Take me with you. Next time I got you, babe. Yeah, oh my God, you're so cute. And that's it. You wanna hang out, bada boom, bada bang, make it happen, make it don't, whatever. But for the most part, the whole days of literally meeting up on a consistent basis is not as frequent as it used to be, and it doesn't have to be because we have social media. It kind of feels like we're with our people all the time, but we're not, because social media kind of replaces that action. So I will say that's definitely problem number one. A lot of us genuinely don't have to be with each other anymore. A lot of us literally just see each other on social media. And a lot of us do feel like it's enough to just see each other on social media. And that literally is the end of social interaction. But this is genuinely problematic because we, as humans, have to have social interaction with each other. It's not enough to just see each other on a screen and interact that way. We should be seeing one another on a daily basis. We should be seeing one another, you know, face to face, physically creating connections, going out, breathing fresh air. It's not okay to be cooped up every day. And I will say, as someone whose job is to be an influencer and create content, there's times I forget to go outside. There's times I forget, oh shit, there's a world outside. Thank God I'm a Zumba instructor, because if it wasn't for that, I would never go outside. And there's times where I'm like, oh shit, like I start getting really depressed because like I'm inside all day. And I really think that is fucking up a lot of us in our mind and our psyche, because we're not getting enough vitamin D. We're not getting enough outside oxygen. A lot of us are so like inside, especially since the pandemic. A lot of us have been forced to work from home. A lot of us have lost our jobs. A lot of us don't go to the gym, you know? So that lack of social interaction, that lack of physical activity, that lack of everything is really messing with our mental health. So definitely comment down below. What do you think? Am I off? Am I spot on? Let me know, because I feel like that's a lot of it, definitely. Unrealistic body standards. I don't know about y'all, but I will say that especially when I was bigger, scrolling on my timeline, seeing the chiseled men and the girls with the BBLs, that shit used to trigger me. Okay, I'm not even gonna lie. It used to bother me a lot. I used to be sitting there like, yo, I used to be working hard in the gym, okay? I still go to the gym a lot. I literally spend at least minimum 2 to 4 hours in the gym. Most of it is literally, of course, me teaching my Zumba classes, but I'm literally working on choreography. I'm lifting. I'm doing a lot in the gym. So do you understand how annoying it is to literally putting in so many hours in the gym and then you go on Instagram and you see these beautiful people out there and they not doing nothing? Like, a lot of them literally, let's be real, a lot of them, they went under the knife and they got their procedures and you're just like, okay, well, when am I gonna look like that? And that's why I always tell people straight up, be your own body standard. Never look at other people and wish that you had it, because not only are a lot of these people lying, I just made a whole video about this. You guys can feel free to click down in the description box or just type in the Mademoiselle plastic surgery. It should pop up. Understand, a lot of these people are lying. A lot of these people, not only are they trying to pass it off that, you know, they got their bodies naturally, but a lot of them, they did go under the knife and they did have complications. And a lot of them honestly probably didn't even go to plastic surgery, because now there's apps where you can make your body look like you got a BBL and you didn't do anything, you know? So a lot of the times, these unrealistic body standards are making all of us feel really bad. And it's crazy because there's times where I ask a lot of my friends, like, yo, why are you taking a break on social media? And they're like, yo, these men, these women, they're making me feel bad about myself. I'm working so hard in the gym. I'm eating right. I'm doing everything I possibly can to be healthy. And I'm scrolling on Instagram and it doesn't even feel like these people are doing anything to get the bodies that they want. And I'm sitting here and I'm working hard and I'm not getting results. But these people are getting results. And I'm telling you this right now, a lot of these people are not working that hard either, okay? Unless you see them posting workout content literally 24/8. A lot of them are literally just posting a bunch of skinny tea, a lot of scam products to get you to buy it what they call, they getting paid. But a lot of them are frauds. I'm telling you this right now, okay? Don't feel bad. At one point, like when I was bigger, like years ago, I literally used to be like, bro, like how? Like how's way? 6 months ago, they was out here looking like something completely different. Now they looking like this. Like, what am I doing wrong? Do not feel bad. Also, everybody's body is completely different. Everyone responds completely different to different foods, different workouts, different seasons even. Do not feel bad. On top of the unrealistic beauty standards, of course, it's the flat tummy tea pitches. It's the business pitches. It's the consumerism pitches. I kid you not, if I get one more advertisement for Fashion Nova or flat tummy tea or some other shit I don't need, I literally might delete Instagram itself. It's really freaking annoying. Honestly, for the most part, I try just not to follow anyone that like pushes that type of shit. But it's like, I would hope and wish that these companies would try to like get different people. You know, I would wish that they would try to get different people to pitch their shit to, because leave off that sons. Like, could y'all be a little bit smarter? At least try to get different people in different avenues to like literally promote y'all stuff. But for the most part, do y'all not think that the people that follow one type of person that you guys promote with are gonna follow the same other people that you guys promote with? So like, if I follow one type of influencer that looks this specific type of way, don't you think I'm gonna follow the other people that look this specific type of way? So your little promotional tactics are not gonna work that well. Like, it just really gets annoying and it just floods your timeline. It's like Instagram itself has become like a shopping app. Instagram don't know if they want to be TikTok, if they want to be Amazon, if they want to be Facebook. I don't know what the hell Instagram is doing, but all of these changes eventually, there's going to be another app that comes and takes their spot, because it is really starting to get very fucking annoying. I think the only thing that's really keeping creators on Instagram right now is the fact that they're paying creators, and they are paying better than TikTok when it comes to like mid-tier creators and like smaller creators. If you guys did not know, yes, Instagram is paying. Yeah. It's crazy. And it's very interesting, because I feel like if they weren't paying creators, a lot of people would have left by now. It's just very overwhelming. It's like we're always getting sold something all day, every day. And it's just so much going on, so many different changes. And then the algorithm, every day, it's something different. Creators, this next one's for you. Cannot tell you how annoying it is to have a strategy down, okay? You got your hashtags, you got your posts, you taking your pictures, you think you good, you made your reels, you got everything down packed, so you think. And then you used to getting 1,000 likes, 2,000 likes, maybe 500 likes, and then you post your shit and you getting 50 likes, you getting 100 likes, and you confused, you don't understand. Then you go on YouTube, you try to research it, you see in blog posts, Instagram's new algorithm change again. Did you just change the algorithm? It's very frustrating, especially when you're one of those creators that actually relies on the income that you get from Instagram, that you get from sponsors, that you get like literally from having those followers just like a post. And a lot of you guys who don't work on Instagram or, you know, aren't influencers, you guys can't really, you guys are probably like, you know what? It sounds like, you know, you're a problem. But listen, it's really that fucking deep. It really is that deep. Now, personally, I never really relied on Instagram for income. I literally just started getting paid directly from Instagram. And when it comes to Instagram sponsors, I never really like cared for them. Like I would get them here and there, but it was never something like I really like. It's just chump change to me. Like I don't really rely on them. It's not something that like I just be like, oh my God, like I don't really care. But I know for a lot of people, that is their bread and butter. There's some people that think they live off of Instagram. They get BBLs for Instagram. And when the lot for them changes like that, it's like, it's, oh my God, it's hellfire for them, because you literally have a strategy that you are working on. You taking pictures, you doing this, you making reels, and them shit's not hitting just because Instagram want to shift shit and make it towards a specific type of content, a specific type of person. That shit is very irritating, and it is mentally taxing. It's hell, because Instagram don't be telling nobody shit. Okay, once in a while they post something on their little fucking shitty ass page that nobody fucking pay attention to, but it's like, boy, don't nobody got time for this shit. Don't you go on social media sometimes and feel like a failure? You go on YouTube, you see your favorite influencers and they just live in La Vida Loca, but you know damn well they can't pay their rent, they haven't paid their taxes, and they scamming all their followers. Did you forget that part? Remember that. Social media is the cesspool for imposters, and I feel like a lot of people forget that. I feel like anytime I even feel an ounce of like, what is they doing that I ain't doing? I remember a lot of people on social media are liars, but a lot of people tend to internalize that, oh my God, what is this person doing that I'm not doing? This person's 25, I'm 25. How do they live in a mansion and I live in my parents' house? Don't you ever compare your life to anybody else's. If there's one thing that you get from this video, understand, don't you ever compare your life to anybody else's. Don't even compare my life to yours. Y'all see what I've been through. See, I'm very open. Y'all see my life on this channel, and I just started a third channel where I'm literally unpacking all my trauma. Y'all see what I've been through. I've been homeless. I had to go through shit. You don't see me rocking Balenciaga and all of that. I'm as real as it get. I don't sit here flexing on people. I don't do all that goofy shit. A lot of these people that y'all see flexing and shit, that shit is DH gate. That shit is not given to them honestly. I'm telling you this right now. A lot of y'all will sit there and feel bad about yourselves because you see people living it up on social media. You see people doing all of these things and you're wondering like, shit, what am I doing with my life? Don't you ever, okay, I'm telling you, don't you ever feel that way, because chances are you don't know what they did to get there. And most of the time, 99.9% of the time, a lot of these people aren't what you think they are. Fear of missing out. Social media has a lot of people going broke is all hell, because a lot of people will sit here going on social media, seeing people again taking trips, living in these lavish houses, even just little shit. Like I see so many people, especially TikTok is the biggest issue with this. People will post these things like, oh my God, y'all, I got this $500 dress, isn't it so amazing and trendy? The trend will literally last a week, but in this week literally 10,000 people will go and buy this $500 dress, and then literally the trend is over and now everybody's throwing out this dress, but you just literally threw $500 on this dress. It don't make no goddamn sense. Now you literally just spent like a bill, shit, maybe two bills on the dress. Like literally you just did that because you didn't want to miss out on the trend. You wanted to follow the trend. You didn't even care about the dress. The dress about ugly as all hell. I see some ugly ass clothes, people walking around Walmart, walking around Marshalls, just walking around the street in some ugly ass clothes, and I'm like, I have to hit up some of my friends or like some people like, yo, why is everybody wearing this? This is ugly ass shit. Suck me lie. And they're like, oh, it's been trending on TikTok. I'm like, nigga, what? This ugly ass shit, all of a sudden, everybody throwing it out. Now I'm going to the thrift store, it's on the rack. They're like, are you guys really fucking serious? And then now all of a sudden I'm seeing people on Instagram, I'm seeing, you know, like little compilations on YouTube of people talking about, oh, I had to throw off this dress, I had to throw out this whatever, these shoes or this wig or whatever, because now it's not in style. And I'm like, you guys need to stop with this whole missing out situation, just buying things because you don't want to miss out. Fuck that. Buy things because you like it. Wear things because you like it. Honestly, stop. this is correct. It's the madness. It's the madness going on trips to places that you never cared to go to, but now you want to go to because you see your favorite influencer going. Okay, that's 1 minute on a freaking reel on a TikTok that you're seeing on a YouTube short. You never know. She could have got left stranded. She could have almost got kidnapped. Her man probably beat the shit out of her the entire trip. And you thinking that you want to go to Bali now because you just saw somebody do that shit. So now you putting out a whole damn payment plan on a trip. You didn't even pay your rent. You didn't pay your car note. You didn't pay your freaking car insurance. None of that shit. But you about to literally put a payment plan on a trip just because you saw your fave do it. A lot of people need to reevaluate what their true desires are. Because some people, like, I just be so confused. There's nothing against anyone going to any country. My thing is, a lot of people, they don't want to go to any trip because they genuinely want to go. They just want to go because they saw it on Instagram. They saw it on Facebook. Do you know how much a fucking trip to Philippines is? Just a ticket. Mind you, I'm in New Jersey, so who knows? It might be cheaper where you're from. What? What you about to do in the Philippines? I don't know. I'll figure it out when I get there. And mind you, these be people that owe me money. Bitch, you better give me my money back before you try to go to the Philippines. What you talking about? It's asinine. It's really crazy. Or like little things such as like someone literally buying like a freaking glass coffee table. Now the glass coffee table is going viral on TikTok. Now everybody want to buy this glass coffee table. And the glass coffee table probably costs like $600. Why do you need a glass coffee table? Did you ever consider that the glass coffee table can break because of your lifestyle? Do you have the lifestyle to take care of the glass coffee table? Did you ever consider when you have kids that the glass coffee table is going to be a hazard for the child? The glass coffee table has sharp edges. The glass coffee table, like, come on now. Do you live in a place that has earthquakes all the time and the glass coffee table shatter? You got to really think for real. You're sitting here spending all this money on shit that you don't need. Now your mental health is shattered because you can't pay your damn bills. The cyberbullying and the hate comments. Jesus Christ. Now, I will say, when it comes to cyberbullying, I personally don't understand. Because at the end of the day, you could always turn your phone off. And I know there's going to be people like, well, people should just stop being assholes and I shouldn't have to turn off my phone because people want to be rude. These social media companies, they have to have a better handle on how people... That is the most privileged opinion on earth, because at the end of the day, there's millions of people using social media. And as much as we would love the social media companies to be held accountable for the people that come on these websites and say nigger, bitch, cunt, faggot, whatever, we can't. There's so many people that they have to regulate. And on top of that, you need to understand that you have the power to do a lot. And when someone is doing things to you, block buttons exist. Blockiana. They'd be like, you ugly bitch, you pot belly whore, don't you talk about Nicki Minaj again. You know, the Nicki Minaj motherfuckers hate me. Okay, these barbs, they hate me. You know why? Because I literally spoke out about Nicki Minaj's husband's situation a couple of times, as others did. And they don't like that. Don't you ever talk about Nicki Minaj again, you pot belly bitch. Blah. In one of my unpopular opinions videos, I said that Lil Kim was not a legend. Don't you ever talk about Lil Kim ever again, you dumb bitch. Blah. I need to understand why people have such a problem with blocking people. Block! Or if it gets that serious, delete. Okay, delete the account. Delete, okay? Delete the account for some time. Literally just delete the app for a week or so. It will go away. Now, the only way I see cyberbullying really being an issue is when you know the people in real life, like on some school shit. Now, that's a little bit different. Now, when you're in a situation where people are bullying you in school and then the bullying follows you on social media, that's completely different. That I completely understand. But when you're literally being bullied by complete 100% strangers that are hiding behind a cartoon character, they don't even have a profile photo, delete, block, report. Stop that shit. Now, when it's relentless, of course, yeah, you just gonna have to leave the app for a little while, maybe a month or two, if it's really that bad. But like, seriously, y'all need to learn how to stop letting people have access to you. And I know you feel like you should have, you know, access to the internet like everyone else. Have a burner account. You really gotta be on Twitter that bad. You really gotta be on Instagram that bad. You really wanna see what everybody's doing. Make a second account where you can have access to these things completely different, where people don't know who the fuck you are. Problem. So, like, it's really not that hard, y'all. Like, stop making your life difficult. Stop subjecting yourself to people, like, literally treating you like trash. Don't let people treat you like trash, okay? Because you're not trash. The scammers. Oh, my God, the scammers. Honestly, that stresses me out mentally. I'm not even gonna lie. The scams on social media are really fucking annoying. We got the romance scams. Of course, we have the financial scams. There's so many different scams. It just doesn't make any logical sense to me how, like, there's not, like, a scam department department for police stations, because the police does absolutely nothing about it. If you go to a police station and you try to say, oh, someone's trying to scam me, someone stole my information or anything like that, like, they just look at you like, I think there's some police departments that have like a little sector for it. They don't really do anything. You just file a report and that's about it. That's a problem. And of course, this can cause a lot of mental stress, because clearly if you do get scammed, if they do take your bank account information, or there's a lot of scams where they will take your Instagram, your Twitter, or your Facebook or whatever account hostage, that's going to cause a lot of mental duress, because a lot of people do have a lot of personal information on their social media accounts, and you're not going to be able to get it back, because they'll be like, oh, pay me $500 to give your Instagram account back, or whatever the case may be. This is ridiculous as all hell. And I'm going to tell you this right now, please just be way more careful, bro. There's a lot of like scammers out there that are just not that smart, and it's not that hard to tell when someone is scamming you. It's not that hard to tell when someone is literally being dishonest. And a lot of us, I don't know if it's just we give the benefit of the doubt. A lot of us, I feel like, especially with those scammers that be like, oh, you know, my sister just died, I need $100. Anything you can give for my dying, da 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 da, or my family, they need more money for the burial, whatever. Please, y'all. I'm giving money to lots of people that said that they needed money for this, that, and the third. Sometimes I just give it because I'm, you know what, I can afford to lose $100, lose $20. Whatever, but don't click on no nefarious links. Don't give nobody shit that you can't afford to like lose. Don't be sitting here just trusting any and everyone just because they look like they trustworthy. Stop trusting everyone, because not everyone can be trusted. Stop sitting here thinking that, you know, oh well, this is gonna be my form of tithing. You don't know these people. People on the internet are liars. Okay, that's what you need to take away from this video as well. People be lying. Okay, people really be lying. And a lot of these things that you do just because you think, oh, people are good people, you could be really drastically affecting your mental health. A lot of this money you probably never gonna see. The police are not gonna come to bat for you. Your friends probably not gonna feel bad for you. Shit, I ain't gonna feel bad for you. You could only feel bad for yourself, and I don't even feel like yourself won't feel bad for you when you sitting here getting scammed and shit, doing all of this goofy shit, when a lot of these things could have been avoided. A lot of these scammers are not even smart. A lot of these scammers don't even look any like, a lot of times you could tell these things are a scam, and we gotta be a lot more careful. What can I do when, you know, social media is really stressing me out, when I feel like there's so many things going on, my timeline is stressing me out, all of these girls are beautiful, these men are beautiful, everyone's going out on trips, I can't even afford to, you know, step out my front door, all I can afford to do is go to work and come back home, and you know, all they're doing is selling me shit, and I feel like I gotta buy all of this shit. Listen, first things first, unfollow everybody that makes you feel bad. And you guys might think, oh, you know what, that's hater energy. I want to support everyone, you know, I still like this influencer, I still like this person, I don't hate them. But at the end of the day, you have to think about yourself. You come first before everyone, and you can't be a better you if you don't feel good. If someone's making you feel bad, you're not going to be able to progress. A lot of people follow these accounts for inspiration, and if you're not being inspired and instead you're feeling bad, you have to unfollow it. Even if it's me, if some way somehow I make you feel bad because you're looking at me and you're like, yo, Ivana, the Mademoiselle, Shorty, she's 27 and I'm 27 and I'm nowhere near where I need to be at 27, unfollow me, unsubscribe. I will understand. I will understand, because at the end of the day, you gotta be where you need to be, and maybe where I am in life is triggering you. But understand, I'm not perfect. The person that you're following is not perfect. At the end of the day, I give you what I want you to see. Those people are letting you see what they want you to see. Understand that at the end of the day, a lot of these people, their goal is to inspire. But some people, they don't understand that what they're doing is triggering. I try not to brag, but maybe some things I do is brag. Maybe some things I do is not inspiring, is necessarily, you know, triggering something in some of you. I don't know. Whatever it is, if something is bothering you, unfollow it. Next one, only follow people you personally know. Don't follow nobody up. Don't follow no Drake. Don't follow Beyonce. Don't follow Rihanna. Don't follow nobody else. I usually follow this philosophy. I don't think I follow many celebrities at all. I think I follow like Janelle Monae. I follow very few celebrities. I don't even know which ones I follow, because I don't even realize I follow them when they pop over my TL. But I don't follow many celebrities at all. They don't do shit for me. What the fuck, I gotta follow them? I don't care about celebrities. I've said this numerous times on my channel. I could care less. Understand that following only the people you know creates a very intimate circle. You get to actually see what they're doing. You get to actually remember who they are. You get to actually say like, oh my God, I haven't seen this person in a long time. Let me reach out. Let me actually hang out with them. Let me actually see, you know, how they're doing. Let me make some plans, you know, so that will actually help you actually get out the house, which will improve your mental health over time. So definitely keep it to only people you know. And a lot of you, I know, especially for the influencers out there, you're probably going to be like, oh, well, I don't want to come off as shallow. I don't want to come off as like, I don't follow anyone back. Listen, I'm just saying this right now. I don't give a fuck. The only people I follow back are people I personally know, followers and subscribers I meet in person or that I create a personal connection with, and like certain celebrities that I actually genuinely like and people that inspire me. So that's it. Twitter, I kind of follow anybody. Instagram, that's it. Facebook, I only add people I know. Like literally, I only add people I know. Like, so I've had to meet you in real life or had like some sort of like personal interaction with you to add you on Facebook. Like, I'm very strict of who I add on Facebook. I just can't. Like, I have to protect my energy. And even at that, like, I do not go down my TL on Instagram like that. It's mainly dance videos. Like, I love dance. I mean, I be dancing on Instagram, so I literally only watch dance videos. Stop following shit that's gonna lower your vibrations. All of these other like news apps and stuff like that, why are y'all following these things? If you wanna watch news, turn on the goddamn TV. If you really wanna see what's going on in the Shade Room, just go to the damn page, see what's going on, whatever. Shit, I don't have to follow Shade Room because y'all shit send shit to me all the damn time. Shit, I'm friends with Troy TV. Troy TV is my damn Shade Room at this point, okay? I don't have to follow all that stuff. Y'all tell me what's going on a regular basis. You know, so it comes to a point where it's like, you have to protect your energy, let things come to you when it comes to you. If you need to find the information, you find the information. Personally, I'm buying the business that pays me. If the information is not something I'm gonna make a video about, I don't care about it. And I know there's some people that just wanna be informed, they wanna stay in the know, but realistically, what does that information do for you? Does it really matter? Do you have to know about every single bad thing that goes on in the world if it doesn't directly affect you? It's good to know that, okay, yep, this happened here, this happened there, damn, this is going on a lot, but you don't have to know the details of everything. It's going to lower your vibrations. It's going to fuck up your mental health. And honestly, keeping up with these things, keeping up with the details, keeping up all that is going to distract you. You're sad as hell. You're sitting on the post on the Shade Room. You're sitting on the post on whatever. Sitting here, ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, going in, commenting, being sad, having arguments with people you don't know for what? What did you gain from that? You're not even getting paid. So this is why for me, I just keep all of that stuff off my TL. I see it when somebody reposts it. I look into it if I care to. Most of the time, I just pass my little condolences. Keep it pushing. It's low vibrational. Messes with your mental health. A lot of people may feel differently. You have to know. You have to know. That's your problem. But keep in mind, you're messing with your own mental health. Be an example. Now, this might only go for those of you guys who actually care to be influencers, who actually care to like speak out and be a role model and make content. But if you really are bothered by, you know, unrealistic beauty standards, if you're really bothered by over consumerism and capitalism and stuff like that, make accounts and make your content about speaking out about those things. That could probably help you in your presence online. It could help with your mental health because you're helping other people that feel that way. Just a thought and just putting it out there. And finally, take a break. I take breaks ever so often now. I realize that I should start doing that because I'm a workaholic and I don't know how to not take a break. Also, I realize that it's one of those things where when I don't take a break, I get like really, really like depressed and I don't want to do anything and then I feel bad and it's just like a vicious cycle. Take a break. And also make sure that your breaks are reasonable. You know, if you really need a week, take a week. If you need a month, take a month. If you need six, take six. Especially if you're not even an influencer. If you're just like a, you know, person that just uses Instagram, Twitter or YouTube, just take a break. Don't use the app. You know, don't feel bad. Don't feel like you're missing out on anything. You can always just visit, pop in, pop out. It could just be temporary, or you could just take regular breaks. Say, you know, I'm not going to use Instagram on Sundays. You could be like, I'm not going to use Instagram on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. You know, whatever the case may be. Take regular breaks, take extended breaks, whatever it is. Make sure that you put yourself first. That's what's important. For those of you guys, understand there is help out there. There are people you can talk to. Always make sure that you keep a really tight circle around you that you can actually confide in. There's a difference between having people you can talk to and having people you can confide in.
Are you pissed off yet? Of course not. Thank you guys so much for listening to the entire episode. If you guys really want to connect, make sure you guys stalk me on social media. Again, all of my handles are at TheMelle, TheMelle. Make sure you guys go and you subscribe to the Patreon for extra support. Same handle, by the way. And I do exclusive uploads on there. And make sure you guys go and you subscribe to all my YouTube channels. Make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss out on any future episodes.